is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. Thanks for joining us today. First hour, I was talking about Mark Levin. And again, let me remind you, if you're just joining us this hour, that Sean Hannity is going to have a special program, and I'm assuming this is going to be on Fox. Tonight, 9 Eastern, the great Mark Levin is going to be on the program discussing his new book, and somehow we're going to take back America. Now, I don't know what has happened, except to say that there is programming in this country, radio programming, that we weren't there for scurrilous reasons. We weren't there for a big paycheck. Or, buy my book. Please buy my book. No. We were there for legitimate reasons, because we love our country. This isn't about commerce or money or anything else. It is about our survival as a nation, as free people, without the bloodsuckers at every turn. I mean, this is the last gasp for America. And I refuse to watch it sit back and watch it be hijacked by phony conservatives. I mean, phony. You know, Rubio. Oh, yeah, remember that? Oh, yes, we're going to have immigration reform. Yeah, the idea for these clowns, immigration reform, there is none. You know, now Mark Levin is saying, well, you know, we've got the cartels, the drug cartels, set up in all the cities. You know, look at this. Oh, woe is us. Well, I'm sorry. We were down here working with the Border Patrol, the people that were starting Border Patrol units 10 years ago. But being rebuffed by the state and the federal government going, no, you can't do that. Well, okay, fine, I don't want to do it. My wife's got dinner waiting. I got to go home. You do it. But they weren't doing it, and that was the whole point. And now it's only 11.5 million. It's only 11.5 million illegals. They are exactly that, folks. They're not immigrants. An immigrant is a person that applies to go into a country. That's an immigrant. That's somebody that wants to come into a country and they do it legitimately. The other ones are criminals. They may not be flaming felons. A lot of them were, though. but it is still a crime. They're here illegally. And it ain't 11.5 million. As I said last hour, sorry, Mickey D's, and I'm sure Ray Kroc is spinning in his grave right now at about 1,000 RPM. Look what is in your McDonald's restaurants across the country. And if and if you're unlucky and you get the Mexican person at the counter that speaks pidgin English and they don't have their supervisor to translate, you're screwed. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Did you say 150 new radio stations? Are they up and running?
Not yet. We're adding to them. I'm saying by the end of the year, I want at least 100.
Okay.
But I would like to have about 150, and we're working on programming that just may get us to that point. If we get there, we'll be able to weather and survive this screwed-up economy.
Okay, well, if there's anyone listening today that's new to RBN, listen, we're not bad men and women. We've got 90-year-old grandmas that call into RBN that have more sense than Mark Levin and the Little Leprechaun.
Understand. Really?
And what, John, the reason I called is you said something at the end of the last hour. If you've ever been lost in the woods and you don't stop and figure out where you're at, you're never getting out.
That's right.
You've got to reorient yourself. Excuse me. And you've got to find out, where am I? I'm lost. This nation is morally, ethically, socially, and economically lost. We've got to stop. And the only way to find out where you're at is to get good information, honest, accurate information. And then you can go about fixing the problem. But what brought me to the call, I stumbled on a book about 10 years ago by a guy named Edward Bernays called Propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting title. So I started reading it. One thing led to another, and I found out that this book was written in 1928, prior to World War II. And Ed Bernays was highly regarded by, of all people, John, Goebbels. He taught Goebbels everything he knew. And Bernays's career field was actually advertising, public relations.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Dodge Motor. He worked for the Army, the Air Force, Fruit Pickers, CBS, and you name it, he worked for them. There's a couple interesting quotes. One is, I think it's page 81 in the original book. You can still buy the book at Amazon, or you can get a free book, download it off the Internet. It's a must read. But he said, basically, if we understand the minds of the people of this country, is it not possible for us to control the masses according to our will without their knowing about it? Then in another chapter that's called The New Propagandists, he says, who are they? He said, CEOs of corporations, newspapers, radio, the president. Basically outlines, it's like it's reading in the 21st century. But it was in 1928, John.
Yep.
So this has been going on. It's been planned. In the introduction to the book, he basically comes out and says, look, folks, we all know that the common American isn't smart enough to make decisions regarding their lives. They need us to do it for them because they're too stupid. So that's what we've got running. And how many people? I've said it 100 times. If I've said it once, people in Congress, people in the Senate, have taken an oath to a Constitution that they've never read. Officers in the military have sworn to give their life to defend a contract with America, the Constitution, that they've never read. So what we've got to do, get the information out. Do it logically. Do it intelligently. Do it respectfully.
Yes.
Shout. Give the facts and say, well, have you considered this? Have you considered this?
And nonviolently, because you know what? That's the last bastion of, oh, crap.
Well, we don't want violence anyway. I would much rather, wouldn't it be great to have all of the men and women in the military to wake up and find that their boss and actually realize that every war that this country's ever been in was planned in advance, not a week, not 2 weeks, not 2 years, 10, 20 years in advance, that they've planned to take us where we're at.
You know, funny you should say that, John, in Tennessee, because our dear friend, our conservative guy, Sean Hannity, the guy that torpedoed Ron Paul, you know, he was a bad guy.
For a third party.
Yeah. He was talking about the attack on Pearl Harbor today. Funny you should mention that. And all these conspiracy theories have been out there floating around for all these years. John, like you, I'm not interested in anybody's damn theory. I'm interested with the facts. Let's face them. Let's fix this problem and get on with this wonderful thing we call life.
All right. Appreciate it, John.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. TJ, hang on. I'll take your call next. Take the break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. And again, folks, the reason I am bringing this up, why does John keep ragging on this thing? Who cares about Sean Hannity? I care about the country. I care about the information. Why the hell do you think we're doing this network? Because we want it factual, true, and correct. And tonight, Sean Hannity and I do believe Fox News, 9 o'clock Eastern. All right, so 8 Central. He's going to have Mark Levin on. I want you to see this coming, and I want you to see what they're doing with this. They're trying to hijack the Patriot movement. I mean, even Sean Hannity, in the body of his promos on XM, Sirius XM, you'll find the truth here. The truth lives here. No, it doesn't. Partially, the truth lives there. Partially. Let me take TJ in Georgia. Hello, TJ.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Your story about that I-10 checkpoint, which I went through just a couple months ago on I-10, which is about 2 to 3 hours east of El Paso, I was pretty much disgusted going through that. But anyway, I heard Jim call in from Georgia, and he's talking about the union members and all that. And I was a member of Local 225, which is Carpenters Union in Atlanta. And I witnessed the fall of the unions in Atlanta are the union members themselves. Their attitudes more or less are, well, get as many hours out of a job as you can and, you know, to hell with the company. But getting on what you were talking about, Sean Hannity, I am actually putting in the millwork at the WSB Channel 2 News Studios in Atlanta for their new newsroom. And I got to talking, he mentioned Neil Bortz, and anyway, I got to talking to one of the big dogs there, and we were talking about Herman Cain, who took this Neil Bortz guy's spot.
Right.
And this guy, he said, well, he is no Neil Bortz. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he said, well, Neil didn't even believe half of what he'd say on the air. He'd just do it to tick people off to get people calling in. And I explained to him, I said, well, the problem is, now this Neil Bortz clown used to say once every month, you know, this is not news, this is entertainment. But I told him, I said, the problem is that too many people believe that they are hearing real news.
That's right.
And he pretty much agreed to that, but, you know, that's where her, you know, that's the flagship station there. And I'd like to touch on something else that,
yeah, by the way, Herman Cain, he was the black gentleman that was in the last last election run for president in his 999 plan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is the one, and now, He was on the radio before, and now he's full-time back on the radio.
Well, and I can see why, because nobody's buying him as a politician, because your understanding of business, yeah, it's great that you run pizza parlors, but excuse me, what do you know about the Constitution, and what do you know about the rule of law? I don't give a damn if you're black with polka dots, or you're a white guy with pink polka dots. Tell me what your qualifications are for running for an office in a constitutionally limited republic. Come on, I want to hear it. And he ain't got it, that's for damn sure.
Correct. But, you know, there has been some people, and this is what tells you and your listeners that what you guys are doing is effective, because more and more people have been calling his show, because he used to be the head or on the board of the Federal Reserve, I believe, in Kansas City.
Yep.
And more people have been calling in and bringing up the fact that, you know, it's just debt money. And his explanation is, well, it wasn't like that when I was there.
Well,
okay. Sure. It was one way since 1913, and then from 1989, it's been another way.
Sure, it was. Yeah, the ticking time bomb that is the funny money system, the fractionalized reserve banking, and somehow something went wrong on the way to the Roman Forum. I'm sorry. The Christians to the Lions. Yes, yeah, something went horribly wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, they were honest until the last 15, 20 years, you know.
See, and this is what I'm saying. And the big complaint is, well, you know, well, we need better Republicans, and we need to maintain seats. Why? You're on the RMS Titanic. She's going down by the head. Who gives a damn? And each one of these guys, they all do the left-right paradigm fighting stuff. And they're gritting their teeth right now, admitting that, well, maybe some of the Republicans aren't what they seem to be, and there's infighting with one Republican fighting with another one. And they're still playing the game, the stupid political game. They're going down, and the rest of America is getting smarter. We want it to come back up, but we know what's going to get it there and what's going to keep it there. TJ, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, let me give you an example here. This is the Daily Caller. And this was written, let me get the author's name here. Mark Levin, entrenched Republican, losers may cost the GOP the House in 2014. Conservative talker Mark Levin blasted Republican House leaders on his Tuesday radio show, warning that by attacking more conservative members of the GOP, Speaker John Boehner and prominent Republicans, Representative Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor are throwing away the 2014 midterm elections. Levin, author of the Liberty Amendments, Restoring the American Republic, said the GOP's establishment disparagement of conservative colleagues could be a disaster in midterm turnout the base election. And that's all this is, folks, is just pure politics, no substance. This is my great fear, Levin said. My great fear is that guys like Boehner and, quite frankly, Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor and his goofball Kevin McCarthy, they don't get it at all. Midterm elections, in particular, are base elections. They are turnout elections, and they're doing everything they can to turn us off, to turn us off. Where are they standing their ground and keeping ground and fighting? Instead, it's no, 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 we're not going to shut down the government. Even if it's your ultimate view, why do you reveal that to the leftists and the media? It's like playing poker and the idiots show his cards, and that's what he does. Now, and also amnesty, he continued, pathway to citizenship. This is the number one issue. No. And then we have Obamacare, the president of the United States rubbing the Republicans' nose and acting like he's king. And I've been saying, and now others in imperial presence. Now, Mark Levin wants to limit the terms of the, instead of lifetime appointees at the Supreme Court. And again, I will ask the question, why is it we have conservative, and why is it we have liberal Supreme Court justices? What does politics have to do with law? Answer me that. Answer is, it shouldn't have any bearing whatsoever. Conservatism, true conservatism, is the result of obeying the law. Duh. So we want all these changes. Now, this is Mark Levin and a small clip. And listen to this. I mean, it's just whiny crap. Supposed conservative Jewish attorney that worked in the Reagan's White House representing a lot of his cabinet. Mark Levin.
My great fear is that guys like Boehner and, quite frankly, Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor and his goofball McCarthy, they don't get it at all.
Well, we'll get the rest of Mr. Levin's illustrious and illuminated remarks after the break. Now they're going to try to give us the Tea Party. We're going to save the Republicans. Really? I don't think so. We're going to take the whole damn country back and keep it. And people like you can go get a job someplace else.
When a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over, are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
No, don't touch that dial. This is not the Rush Limbaugh program. Sounds like his music, doesn't it? Anyhow, let me play the rest of this clip because I want people to understand what they're doing out there and how they're approaching this. The rubber is meeting the road here. And things in the future, isn't it ironic that all of this conservatism and all this talk about law and republic and constitution is coming right on the heels of a financial collapse, and that they will not touch the number one subject that got us here, and that is the funny money Federal Reserve people, the usury people. Isn't that amazing?
Midterm elections in particular are base elections. They are turnout elections. And they're doing everything they can to turn us off. To turn us off. Where are they standing ground and keeping ground and fighting? Instead, it's, no, we're not going to shut down the government. Even if that's your ultimate view, why do you reveal that to the leftists and the media? It's like playing poker and the idiot shows his cards. And that's what he does. Hey, look at this. And also, amnesty, pathway to citizenship, this is their number one issue. No. And then we have Obamacare. The President of the United States rubbing the Republicans' nose in it, acting like he's king, or as I've been saying, and now others, an imperial president. No, we'll follow this part of the law. No, I'm suspending this part of the law. No, I'm deferring this part of the law. What the hell is that? And what are the Republicans doing about it? Now, the typical Republican response will be, well, what do you want us to do about it? Here's what I want you to do. You fools should have been time and time again, every time he has violated the Constitution, you should have made an issue out of it. You should have punished him in some way, denied him some appointee, obstructed some piece of legislation, draw attention to this lawlessness, so the American people, after a year or two or three of you consistently explaining it and hammering away at it, would in fact be aware of what you're trying to do and say.
All right. Enough of that. There was another minute, but it's pointless to play it. Selectively, what? Breaking the Constitution, the law? What has the Federal Reserve System done? It has been in operation for 100 years. It is illegal. It's unconstitutional. It is the biggest con game that has been played on the American people for all of these years, and this guy won't touch it. Why? Why? We're going to be approaching the state Supreme Courts here with an emergency petition under a public interest for the alternative writ of prohibition mandamus in the first instance. For the respondents to follow the supreme law of the land for prohibition of recording federal instruments within the records of the county, which violates supreme law, in enforcement of the public duty to uphold the supreme law by the office of the recorder of the county. In this case, this is being filed in Sonoma, state of California, and the enforcement of a duty by the office of the sheriff of the county of Sonoma of the state of California to uphold the supreme law, and it cites the cases. Why? Like I said earlier, you re-roof somebody's house, the agreement, the contract was for five grand. Once you sweated and you toiled and you banged your thumbs and you put the money out to buy the stuff to do the job, the guy hands you a check for $1,500. Wait a minute, we agreed on $5,000. Well, too bad. There's your $1,500. Take it or leave it. No, I'm going to take the roof back off your house is what I'm going to do. And if you don't like that, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your stupid little hovel down. That's what's at issue here. No more compromises. These guys want to pick and choose. They don't want to address the serious ongoing problems in this country and fix them once and for all. You know, we understand that the John McCains and the... we know who these guys are. We know Ted Cruz, yeah, he all up and coming, rising star, really? What, like Mark Rubio was in Florida until you found out really what he was talking about? No compromising. There's no compromising with the Constitution. There's no crying in baseball, and there's no fiddling with the Constitution. It's illegal if it's illegal. Well, he wants to do amendments. But he claims he does not want a constitutional convention, which he says is not allowable by way of constitution. Well, So, and I do believe David Limbaugh addressed this. He was skeptical, and this is what Limbaugh writes. I was skeptical of the idea that we should support the calling of a constitutional convention in an effort to rein in the federal government and restore the power of the states in the individual liberties. That's because I hadn't fully explored what that process would entail. In fact, Mark is not calling for a constitutional convention. He's suggesting we have a national dialogue with the goal of amending the Constitution under its Article 5. As he points out, Article 5 provides for two methods of amending the Constitution, but in neither case does this process provide for a constitutional convention. One method is for the Congress to pass a proposed amendment and then forward it to the state legislatures for ratification, a process that has occurred 27 times. The other, and the one Mark is proposing involves the direct application of two-thirds of the state legislatures for a convention for proposing amendments, which, if proposed, would also have to be ratified by three-fourths of the state. The method has been tried, but never successfully in our history. Perhaps my earlier confusion, Limbaugh writes, is the confusion of others about this process lay in the fact that the language includes the word convention. But it's critical to understand that this is a convention not for some de novo constitution, but for the proposal of specific and defined amendments. And of course, there is some risk in opening up even this limited type of convention. No kidding, Bubba. And rather than proposing any further amendments to the Constitution, how about we just pay attention to the ones that are there? We got some bad ones. But once people are familiar with what's legal and is not legal within the framework of that Constitution, then there shouldn't be any argument about, well, what do you think? We ought to dump that 16th Amendment? Yeah, I think you should. Because that was the banker's surety payment for their scam. They were opening up the checkbook, the credit line to the federal government. Oh, boy. An open checkbook for a politician making promises. Recipe for disaster? Oh, yeah. But see, now they want to grind it to a halt because, well, you know, we're in danger of collapsing. Yeah. We were in danger of that the day that the United States Congress passed by how many members? While everybody was on vacation? The Federal Banking Act of 1913? Seriously? And everybody's been whistling through the graveyard ever since. That is what is at the heart of the destruction of this country. There could have been no way that the federal government could have ever gotten in this sort of debt if they didn't have the credit line. Yeah, well, what, full faith and credit of the United States government, really? Yeah. Full faith and credit. Credit is the key term. There ain't no credit. They know that in a business. Don't ask for it because I ain't going to give it to you. Cash on the barrelhead. You want my service, you want my product, put the cash up. You want something and you can't pay for it, get the hell out of my store. That would make you a thief. If you wanted something from me that you're not willing to pay for, you want to give me credit? Ain't no credit here. In God we trust on the money. Yeah, I'll trust God, but I ain't going to trust the bankers. And I ain't going to trust the politician that's been using that lousy fractional reserve funny money system. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. And see, the Sean Hannitys of the world, remember this one, folks? Remember how he was dissed? Ron Paul was dissed by Sean Hannity? At some of these places, they were chasing Hannity, and Hannity was running. He didn't want to be faced by the angry crowds. Why are you dissing the guy? He's trying to tell you something here. He wants to audit the Fed and dump it. The problem that we have. And now, Sean Hannity tonight is going to be talking about the Republic. Man, oh man, oh man. You know things are getting bad if the Republic comes out of Sean Hannity's mouth. We'll break. We'll be back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's see. How can we fix America? Mark Levin, that's how. Mike in South Carolina, thanks for holding, Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I almost scared to say anything. You want to rant, and I'd like to hear the rest of what you're going to say, but I better get what I need to have to say real quick.
Okay.
You mentioned Hannity and O'Reilly and Beck and Limbaugh, Fox News. These people all have something in common. Do you know what that is?
Neocons?
That's close. You mentioned Mark Levin, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're all part of that kosher rat pack that all we get is their opinions. I'd like to hear some Christian opinions sometimes. So whenever any of them mention anything about the Constitution, anything to say, I discount them immediately. Those people are all they're perverted people. They've got one agenda, and it's their agenda. They think they've overcome us. Well, that's not true. They're sweeping us by with legal formalities, and the legal system, 60 to 70% of the legal system has been taken over by these people. You don't realize that either. We're going to have to fight fire with fire. That's the only way I can see doing it. Until you get Israel out of America, you're not going to get America back.
Well, and the issue here, and one of the things, and this, to me, is appalling. This is what I get on the issue of Palestine and Israel. And I've explained this to people. And they look at you like they kind of get it, but they don't get it. I said, okay, the issue with Israel, 1948, becomes a state. The political processes here on planet Earth does not trump God's will. And that was simply this. The diaspora, you're scattered to the four corners. And you know what? You're not going to gather back until I send the Messiah. And I'm going to decide when that is. They're still waiting. Okay. I point people to NKUSA.org. Torah-believing conservative Jews. A lot of them in New York. A lot of them. Go take a look at it. And they will sit there and they will explain to you what Israel is and what Zionism is. The political movement. And I could sit here for the next hour and read the quotes off of how much power that we have and influence in this country, and too bad for you. Well, no, too bad for the people that have listened and have taken the bribes or have taken the little perks and advantages. This is going to come to a halt. You know, term limits. Really? Mr. Levin, term limits? Wouldn't that limit somebody that was in Congress that is good? That you, if they understand the Constitution and you get somebody in there that's really going to fight for it and is going to be a bulwark for the Constitution, be a stopgap measure? Yeah. No, I got you. I got you, Mike. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, John.
Hi.
You know, you're speaking about your favorite crypto left-wing terrorist attorney, Mark Levin. Just earlier this afternoon, I was watching Russian Times TV, since that's the closest thing you can find to having any truth in news on the lamestream media. And he was doing his impostering as a conservative and pulled his Constitution out of his pocket, talking about the Snowden case, and read the Fourth Amendment right out of the Constitution, doing a great act as a conservative protecting the rights of the people.
And this was who again that was on RT?
Mark Levin.
I'm telling you, he's trying to hit it all.
Well, you know, I really have to wonder, you know, we think about the great job of acting that Marco Rubio did to get into office. And I have to contemplate if not we're seeing the same play again with a different face on the actor in Ted Cruz.
Very well could be. Now, I have not, and I don't, you know, I'll be honest with you, Chris, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the politicians, you know, the many-sided-headed or many-headed blood-sucking insects, because that's exactly what they are. Because in a true republic, for the stuff that you'd have to put up with, if there weren't advantages and perks and a whole lot of money and influence, you would literally have to drag people in to be Congress critters or to be senators that heretofore were appointed by the states, wasn't popularly elected. That was another scam, the 17th Amendment. Well, Mark Levin says, well, I want to do away with that. Well, okay, I understand and I get that. Yes, it should be up to the states to send their ambassadors over to Washington, D.C. and treat it as if it were a foreign territory, because it is.
You're precisely correct. It is a absolute exclusive foreign protected jurisdiction, like an embassy or perhaps a diplomatic immune area. And it's not within the United States, it's absolutely without the United States, as a fact. But these actors who masquerade as conservatives on the lamestream media to try to suck the unenlightened in and to drain their pocketbooks by getting to contribute to these left-wing causes disguised as conservatives, many of them claim to be Tea Parties or other constitutional public policy agencies, anytime there's any barred, licensed, aspired black robe priest cult of the synagogue of Satan who have corrupted our whole legal system, which really is probably the underlying cause of the failure of this republic, because there is no justice in this land anymore because of the bars seizing control of all the courts of the land.
Mm-hmm. They're in a battle here. They're going to say and do what they need to do to try to capture the imagination. Everybody in America knows something's wrong. Everybody does. And what they're going to try to do is to deflect this, sidetrack it, let the people know that they've recognized. All of a sudden, they've recognized there is a problem. And I'm not claiming to be a constitutional scholar like Mark Levin is. Because I'm not, but he took some classes. Yeah, he went to college. He's a constitutional scholar. No, he's a damn lawyer, is what he is. And he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Yes, as I may have told you before, lawyers practice the law of rhetoric, which claims that one must lie in order to speak the truth. And by Sun Tzu's The Art of War, they consider they are at war with us because they deemed us all to be terrorists. Two classes, the lawyer class, the elites, and the rest of us, they deem that by any means possible, lying, cheating, stealing, plundering, robbing, raping, pillaging, or whatever they deem to be necessary to satisfy their dark master, Hashatan, or Satan, or Lucifer, they can do whatever they want to run over the rest of us because they think they're smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah. And it's all deception. Hey, Chris, I thank you for your call. I need to close out this Friday edition. This has been the first day I've been back in, what, a week? But
you have Bob McDonald on Wednesday, like you said?
No, I didn't have him. I actually hit the road from Cali Wednesday morning. I did the show with him out there last Tuesday. And I was supposed to have him on today, but he had to file some emergency paperwork in a court in San Francisco. But he will be with us Monday.
Good. I'm looking for that response from him. I did email him like I said I would, and hopefully I'll be getting a copy of that petition that he was talking about. And I thank you so much for your kind words and appreciating listening this afternoon.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. By the way, you can go to Amazon.com, punch in Mark Levin, Liberty Amendments, and you can leave your comments. And I would highly suggest you do, especially if you know a little bit about the law and politics. One of the respondents says, our republic is broken. Some of the most hostile and antagonistic adversaries to liberty inside or reside within our own government, including those apostate politicians we trusted to represent us. We have a malevolent body of reckless politicians who passed 3,000-page omnibus legislation they cannot have read. They have no incentive to read such law because they exempt themselves. Today, we Americans are conscripted to baneful, life-changing laws from which the very legislators who champion such laws for us then conspire and contrive in bad faith to exempt themselves from that compulsory, we the little people. Thanks, folks, for being with us today. Back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report.
John Stepman.